Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be in Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome back to part two of our talk about Weak Hero Class 1. Okay, I have a theme that is running throughout this whole drama that I just wanted to discuss.
Okay, what
briefly.
Is it?
And that is, the overarching theme is violent bullies and vengeance and retribution, right? But I'm going to add, you know, a tip that my mother always used to tell me.
What was it?
Don't start a fight that you can't finish.
That is the theme. First of all, you know what I also appreciate with this?
Yeah.
Because I always stuck to this. You know, like you would see people and they would get in fights.
Yeah.
And then the next day they seem to be
friends.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I don't think I couldn't start fights with someone that I could have to see every day. Because then the next starting. It doesn't, our beef is not over. It continues. And that what I found was so refreshing in this, where it's like the beef never stopped. Like it just kept continuing.
Yeah.
He was just biding time.
Yeah.
And that's true. When you have true like beef with someone,
yeah,
you can't be like, he can't beat you down one day, you go back to school, and then you're not thinking of beating him down. You're just trying to find, when can I beat him down? How am I gonna get my point through? Because we can't. Because multiple times he just kept saying, "Let's stop." You're like, in my head, I'm just like, really and truly, sir, if I had beef with you, we ain't stopping.
Yeah,
it's not gonna end.
Yeah.
It can't.
I guess
it
haven't had
end.
Any true beef with anybody really.
Yeah, so I usually don't avoid beef because I'm like, listen, I can't have beef with you today and then tomorrow see you and smile on your face.
Well, you know. It depends. But sometimes after you fight, you resolve things. Sometimes that happens. That happened to me.
You resolved it?
Yeah, we got into a big fight. It was a huge deal. Then the next day, it's just like, sorry. Okay, sorry. And then that was the end.
I don't know, man. I think I just
that's
think
why
true
I'm saying
beef
maybe that wasn't a true
it.
Beef. It was just a silly argument that went too far.
Because, like, listen, it's like on site, we're going to have problems. It's like on site, I should have problems with you again.
Yeah.
And I found that was very consistent with this, where he was like, you know, this guy beat you up and you're just like,
okay,
just
let's
stop.
Let's talk about this.
The man beat you down to break your nose, put you in hospital.
But
I'm planning to get back at
but
you.
But let's talk about this, right?
Okay.
So these people, you know, were bullies, and they were just like starting fights that they shouldn't have started. Even when the people are like, just leave me alone. Don't bother me.
You poke the bear.
And then they went and they got all sorts of crazy, and they were so embarrassed at the fact that this weakling, he's weak, but he's got gumption. This guy just stabbed me with a pen.
We call that crazy.
Yeah,
he was nuts.
But they didn't understand his kung fu. So once he went crazy on them, and they're like, oh crap, I thought I could treat him like how I was treating everybody. So they were embarrassed because now these underdogs, these weak heroes, were becoming kind of icons. And it's just like, I can't mess with them, but they should, in my usual life, I should be able to do whatever I want with them.
Okay, so this, I'll tell you, this is a story. So this is a scene that I love because I didn't realize that discernment was such a gift, that not everyone was able to discern things about people.
Yeah.
Right? I guess that's how people get into certain dangers. But, like, I thought natural instinct was discernment. Like, but when the one who gave them fentanyl, which is, like, his cousin or something, and one of the from the street, kid street gang or something. So he's walking. This guy bumps into him. And he goes, get out my way. And then the guy goes, yo, who are you talking to right now? Right? I get the instinct to go, who are you talking to? But this man looked him in his eye. The man had his pen clicking and wasn't moving. Like, you couldn't tell this man was crazy. The friend on the side had to go, hey, move out the way. He goes, oh, sorry about that. Passes him. He goes, you didn't see that man was about to stab you with the pen? Like, how do you not? I love that scene because I was like, yeah, I would think anyone seeing that, seeing the look in this man's eye after you said what you said and he didn't flinch,
yeah,
you should know this man's crazy. And in my history, in my discernment of things, there's a way you can deal with people who are sensible,
yeah,
where you can do this fight. And then there's certain people who are crazy that you're not supposed to mess with.
Uncle Albert.
You don't mess with someone who's crazy.
Yeah.
This guy does not care. This man's getting all the good grades and still thumped you down with a textbook in class. Like, you know,
in the middle of class, in front of everyone, all boys in the school. So, you all know, it's extra hype up.
Teacher come running in. He didn't even stop.
No.
Like, I don't. That's crazy to me. And that's not someone I want to mess with. That's a leave you
talk
alone.
Talk about it. Let's talk about how many times. It wasn't until the end that he had difficulty getting into schools. With the amount of pen stabbing, jabbing, fighting. Like, how come nobody was in detention? Like, I didn't see anybody in detention.
No, this is the best part is they kept going. The lady, my favorite part was the lady's like, listen, you put my son in the hospital. Where's your parents? I'm getting you kicked out. And he's just like, oh, you want to get me kicked out? I guess I'll have to expose that your son is dealing fentanyl.
Yeah.
Drugs. Like, hard drugs.
Yeah.
In Korea, drugs is a serious offense.
It's a criminal offense.
That's a criminal offense. That's like, he should be in prison. I don't even know if he would go to juvie or straight to prison. I don't even know if his age protects him for that.
Yeah.
That's drugs.
Yeah.
And this man comes in after thumping him down and says, you recognize this? This is your bag. This is what he did. He put this on my neck, the fentanyl on my neck, and it's in his bag. So what are you going to do? You're going to kick me out? I'm just going to let them know what happened.
He always had a calling card to be like,
I love that when he acted, it was kind of like he seemed reckless, but at the same time he goes, don't worry, I have a backup plan. Like, even when he went ham on that one guy at the end, like, the man had weights and was crushing foot. Like, I thought that was so extreme.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
Yeah.
I understood it because I'm like, yo, this man's in a coma right now.
Yeah.
I got the anger, but at the same time, I love it after everything, after all of that. He just said, I have this video. I have this video showing that your son thumping him in his face. And he was able to squash it and get out of it. This guy, I definitely think he put the upper guy in a coma.
Listen, I didn't start this fight, but I tell you, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah. Stab the one guy with a pen in the neck.
Yeah.
Like that.
The amount of pen stabbings this guy did, and all now he's still in school. And
it reminded me of, remember Drive? Remember the movie Drive?
Oh, I tried to forget Drive. Okay.
One of the best parts of Drive, the detail that I feel like when we watched it with my cousin, me and my cousin were like, hey, is he walking around with that jacket covered in blood and not even, like, batting an eye? It reminded me when I was watching the show and he beat up the guy, got blood on his uniform, you know, and just was riding the bus and went to school. he didn't even go to the bathroom to wash hand.
Yeah.
None of that. He just was rolling like how he was. Like,
yeah.
That's a crazy man. That's a man who's lost sense. That's great crazy.
Yeah. That's when you're like, let's not mess with him. Listen, no. I'm not messing with him when he decided to fling a book at the biggest bully in school and then stab him with a pen. That is like, I'm done.
I think my favorite moment was, it was a 3-in-1 when he did the 3-in-1 deal. Oh, he walked back. I don't even know. I forget how it happened. Stab the one guy in the hand with the pen.
Yeah.
Then I forget how he hit the other one with the fire extinguisher. Yeah. Was this the same scene? And then he wrapped the next guy's head around with the curtain.
Gosh.
And just started thumping him with the book.
Listen, we're going to have blood. To put a violence advisory at the start of this.
I might have to add this. You know? But that all happened.
It was
very
violent.
It was so violent.
Yeah. And yet so, it sounds bad, but so good. Because I was just watching this thing saying, like, really, what is happening? What am I seeing? And the way they filmed it so vividly, I was like, I was in this fight with these people. Like,
yes. And they had the camera angles and how they filmed with the camera and the movement.
Yeah.
It was like you're moving with him.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the classroom.
Yeah.
Witnessing this, you know, violent act.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite scenes. So this is circa first pen stabbing. And then he was in the bathroom and they were trying to have some beef with some people. And then the one of the guys who he had stabbed, you know, in the hand, you know.
Oh, wait, set it up before that, before they get to the bathroom.
Okay, right? You set it up.
They come to him and they go, you know what? I got beef with you. I got problem with you. You meet me after school. And he's just like, let's meet now.
That's the best part. What do you do when somebody says that to you?
Usually people goes, all right, I'll see you after school. This guy goes, let's meet now. Gets up and goes to the bathroom. That was amazing. That lie was amazing. Let's meet now.
So then he comes and then they're like, whoa, and people are like, yeah, go happening? Ahead. Tell your part. So then he's like, he's already jacked them up with the pen before. So he starts doing psychological thinking, like the Pavlov's dog experiment from psychological behavior. And he's just like, so he starts clicking the pen. If everybody's familiar with that, you know. Experiment.
I was not familiar until he explained it to me.
Oh.
But I remember that there is an association, psychological association with clicking and actions. And yes. There's actually another show, drama we watched, I think, where he ended up being a psychopath because the psychiatrist tried to use it.
Uh-huh.
And he somehow turned that tool she used against, basically, he still was doing murders.
Yeah.
She's like, it'll stop him from doing this. And he's just like, no, I just use it. And I use someone else to do all this crime for me on my behalf.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never heard it before he mentioned it. Yeah. There,
so they basically trained this dog by doing certain things and whether it was food and then they wouldn't give him food. So whatever, they knew how to recognize when this happened, I get this, if they don't click the pen, there's no food. So he started training this dog. So that's what he was doing with these guys based on, okay, I already stabbed them one time. So once I start clicking the pen, they're going to be realizing, uh-oh, is he going to jack me again?
You're going to get some PTSD.
Exactly. As he started just clicking, he said nothing to them. They started backing up.
And then he was actually calmly talking while he was saying and clicking at the same time.
Yeah. But he was talking about the experiment.
Yeah.
In his mind.
In his mind.
And I love the way that he calculated things in his mind before he did stuff.
Yeah. Look at that. This shows you that going to school is important.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So important.
Education is important.
So important.
You can even use it to beat up people.
What? Right?
Okay, so I read the webtoon now.
Because he wasn't physically stronger than them, but mentally.
Yes, he wasn't physically stronger, but he used, like, physics for strength. Like, he used a certain angle.
His punches seemed hard.
He used physics. Like,
to beat them down.
My hand's not strong, but if I put a little textbook in my hand and thump your face, your nose is still going to break.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he did.
Yeah.
In the webtoon, what was great, too, is that he knew. It was my favorite. It was actually kind of fun where he was like in the webtoon, he would see something and analyze and he'd be like, you know what? There's too many people here. This is not the time I should be trying to engage in fighting. So I should back up. I should avoid this at all costs right now. Like he would rationale this or he'll be like, you know what? There's four of them, but this guy looks like he's the head. So I just got to take him down and the other three should back up. That's how he rationalized when he did things. Yeah. Like, even when they went to that carnival, the shutdown carnival?
Yes.
He used, I thought it was great. I knew that that alarm was a phone, because we already definitely saw him talk to the cops and they didn't come.
Yeah.
So, you know, that alarm was a phone. So, I thought that was genius, you know, just to get out. But then even he analyzed the scene and how to do it, where he used, like, sand and dust on the floor. He uses what's in the area, what's unseen.
That's a street fighter. That's what that is.
That is.
It's funny that his friend was, you know, an MMA fighter, but he was a street fighter, too. They were a good pair.
Oh, definitely a street fighter.
He's like just this, like, yo, I'm just going to use what I got and straight up beat you down.
Yeah.
If it's a pen, I'm going to beat you with, I'm going to stab you with my pen. If it's a book, I'm going to break your nose. If it's dust, I'm going to blind you. Like, his thinking was just like.
Use his mind.
Yeah.
It was great.
He was crazy.
I loved it.
He was crazy. Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. This is so what do you do? Question. Or you're in this scenario. Risa.
Okay. What am I doing?
Your friend, your best buddy friend,
mm-hmm.
is on life support because he got beat up after an arranged hit by somebody who's supposed to be his brethren, his frenemy. He turned out to be his frenemy.
Well, they were brethren. They weren't brethren for a while. This is the thing. He recognized, if I'm that guy, I know that they're not brethren anymore. Do I think that he went to the extreme? For what reason is he doing this? It's out of control. Because I remember he really did get beat up for him. So he really knew that they weren't on terms. Like, I went in place. Like, I saw that you were setting a trap. Hid the man's phone. Blocked the number. And hid the phone. So he couldn't even, like, he's like, what's going on? Like, didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
You know? And you went in his place. So you already knew.
But what do you do with your Risa and you're in this
so
situation?
So what scene am I? I'm not at the birthday scene. I'm at the scene. He's already in ICU. He's already in ICU.
He's in ICU.
He's already in ICU?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. No, I didn't think anything he did was wrong. Listen, his dad had the, honestly, a line that parents don't usually have. And I was like, I agree with you. The man went to the other school. He called his son and said, you did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking I did nothing wrong. Like, I gave chances. I said, let's drop it. I went in place. I got beat up to avoid him finding out about it.
Yeah.
And I told you to stop this.
Yeah.
Like, cut it out. Like, the anger you have, it doesn't even warrant it. We're going to talk about his anger after.
The whole beef didn't even warrant anything.
It was ridiculous.
It was just like, why are you saying anything to me? You have no right to say anything to me. I'm rich.
No, it wasn't even that.
You're getting better grades than me. No, because he made a comment about something he had did. And then he tried to say, like, he was going to bully him. And he was just like, yeah, I'm not the one. That's it. That's all he basically said at the beginning. And then he just started gunning
Which
for
one?
Him.
No, that was not how the beef started. It's even stupider than that. It's Mercy. He didn't follow him back. On Instagram.
No, not that beef. I'm talking about beef? The original one.
The original beef. The original beef is nothing. Yes, the original beef is nothing.
Yeah.
But when he got there, it wasn't, he wasn't the target, right? He just was, that guy had old beef and just like, man, he's here anyways, might as well beat him up.
Yeah, but he was happy that this situation was going on because he helped him to find the guy to help beat him.
Mm-hmm.
So because he had previous beef.
But I would say that the Bum Suk, he didn't want him to get beat up. His target was the fighter.
I know
was Soho. Okay. Yeah. All right. Because he wanted him to stop. But then that man forgot that this guy has old beef. Of course, again, on sight. That's what I love about this show. He's just like, you weren't the target, but you know what? I still remember that you kicked me out of my school and you broke my nose.
Yeah.
I want to beat you up now.
Yeah.
This wasn't what I was expecting, but you know what?
Yeah, because he was the one who gave the final blows that really made him drop out on the floor, right?
Wait, what are we switching now to? The ring?
Back to the ring. Sorry. Let me clarify. So back to the ring, that the fighter guy's fighting him, and then the other guy starts
throwing three people.
There's three
people who are beating him up. I have no idea when he actually died. Yeah. Or when he actually was like beyond...
Yeah, but
the pull. But they did
that
say that that young one
giving him kicking him down, in
the
head. And then the other one's kicking him.
He only
in the
kicked
head,
him once he was already done on the floor. Like, you are like the coward through and through.
Such a coward, a coward. And again, like what you said, even though I knew his history and what he was going through, I was still like, that's no excuse.
It's no excuse. But I thought he did. I would have done everything he did. Listen, if anything, I would have been way more prepared than him. Yeah. You know the target, like the pathway he did. Was perfect. You go to the old guy. Because you know what? After he beat you up and you allowed him to beat you up, you left him alone.
Yeah.
So I would have went and found him and said, hey, why was he in the hospital? Why is my friend in a coma? I wasn't a part of that. Well, then you explain it to me.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh,
yeah,
here's the video.
Tell me about that.
Also, where's your friend? He's in the gym here. Oh, okay. I would have come with a little bit more preparedness. That man just walked in and acted like he could beat up an MMA fighter. Like, that was nuts to me. But I would have been more prepared. You know, I would have definitely had some. And I'm going to tell you right now, because again, I am weaker than him. I would be sneaky with
my
moves.
This show really makes you root for the underdog.
I would have been done.
Honestly, the underdog became the alpha dog. It's just like, don't mess with me.
Yeah. His pathway. And the thing is, my only thing is that I'm not sure of what I would do was when I went back to class, to my school, you know, after beat down at the other school, come back to my school, and I don't know what I would have done when I saw the so-called friend of mine after finding out how he did all this and what I saw in that video. I would be very conflicted. And like how he was. I definitely would have gave him a few punches. That's the only thing I would have done. Like, he would have still got some licks. Like, nothing. I understand.
I think he was
it's not warranted.
I think he was so angry that he was just like, if I hit this guy, I might kill this guy.
Maybe that's what it was. He's like, if I start, I wouldn't be able to finish.
I would not be able to finish.
That could be right.
So that you just have to walk away.
Yeah. Because I've been that angry.
He calculates things. He's just like, if I start to beat him, I'm going to beat him till he's dead.
That's true.
And my life will be over.
And honestly, he's like, you are such a coward, it's not even worth it. Because also in the video, he saw when he started beating him up. Like, the man was already down, and then you start kicking him.
Yeah.
Like, you're a coward through and through.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about the coward.
Oh, okay. Let's
talk about the Bumsuk. Bumsuk, this guy, the scene that shocked me the most is, okay, after they get taken to the police station after that, like, broke, that shut down carnival or park, theme park.
Yeah.
Right? They go there. This man walks in. He's like, okay, you guys can all leave. And you're kind of like, okay. So now you're like, who is this guy's dad? Right? You know he comes from money. Because, you know, he was weak at that other school. But you're like, who is this guy's dad? And this guy comes in. So I thought that guy was the father.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's kind of young. I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't have to be the father. Then this man gets the criminal.
Yeah.
And says, hey, hit him. And I go, what's happening here? And he's like, hit him. Your dad said it's okay. Hit him.
Yeah.
And he can't hit him.
Yeah.
And then this guy goes, and this guy's a fighter. He's like, oh, look, this is how you do it. And this starts hitting him.
Yeah.
He goes, go ahead. Do it. Just hit him. And he can't bring himself to do it. And it was such an interesting thing to see that that's how he starts. So you see that there's this trauma with abuse, physical abuse.
Yeah.
You know, like this man goes, hides in his closet when he's like overstressed and stuff. And then you see, like, psychologically, it's been weakened. His mind has been weakened through the physical abuse that he's receiving from someone that's supposed to love him. Also, in the backstory of, like, you were only adopted for a PR stunt.
Yeah.
And this man made you know about that. That you're basically, you're my son in name, but listen, as soon as you're of age or something.
If you give me too much trouble.
If you give me too much money, I'll send you away and then find a way to murder you. That's what he said. I think he said that verbatim. Finally, to have you see you dead. I don't know if it was like one of those threats that don't come to light, but that to me, you just threatened my life. Like, you just said, I will send you away and then find a way to get you killed. That's the type of abuse he's coming from. And I found it very interesting that he was so easily a turncoat, like where this man came to you, the one person who actually showed, who was not rude to you or mean to you. And he says, oh, put this fentanyl on his neck and you go and do it. Like, even the threat wasn't even like a good threat. He's just like, oh, I know your guy. I know the guy from the other school. Okay, he's not at this school. Like, I know you escaped this guy from his bullying, but he's not at your current school.
Yeah.
Why is that a threat for you to go and drug someone for a test? And I was so upset that he didn't, like, the man didn't. And maybe that's a part of what gets at him is that. Even after you did that, he didn't even get revenge on you because he didn't see you as anything to. He's like,
well, maybe you were just, maybe you were just a tool. Maybe that's what he felt bad about that. That part of him was just like, you guys are not even beating me down.
He's so insignificant. Yeah. I'm doing things and no one's holding me accountable. I'm insignificant.
Yeah,
that's how insignificant it was. Like, even after you did that, you were not his target of revenge or anger. Yeah. He just felt sorry for you because you were just a tool.
Yeah.
So like. His father uses him as a tool.
Yeah.
Then he's basically, in a sense, not even realizing, but you're calling him a tool.
Yeah.
Then you have this new guy who's supposed to be your friend, but he seems to, I guess, include you in things, but he's not following you back on Instagram and you kind of feel away. I'm like, and then you won't even ask him, can you follow me back on Instagram? He's not even paying attention to you.
No.
He didn't realize, he probably didn't even realize that you followed him
or
anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the fact that he's like, you're not even considering me anything by not following me. Like,
yeah,
I followed
but I'm
you.
Seeing this random you got girl the alert. All up on her shots and your photos. And
then this girl comes along and he's blaming her for it. But she's just naturally has had a personable personality.
Yeah.
And she probably told him, hey, follow me back. That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But you're not saying that and you're holding this grudge now. And then at the same time, so now you have this insecurity about, like, being used as a tool. Because now you think that he's just using you. Because it's true. Every time they went to go eat, he was the one who was left at the cash machine. Did you realize that?
Yeah, he was always
paying. They was just like, oh, okay, we'll hold the table down.
But at first he said, I will pay. He kept saying that. He was just happy to have friends.
Yeah, and I guess this girl changed that dynamic. I don't know how.
She did. Because it was a part, it was a three. It was just like Lion King.
Three amigos?
It was like Lion King, and they were afraid that the lion was going to find Nala and ruin their party of three.
I think, I don't get
this analogy. Timon, Pumbaa.
I know these characters, but okay. I don't get the straight analogy you're using.
It was the same scenario, because in...
Timon and Pumbaa didn't feel any ways about Nala?
Yes, they did. When she came on the scene, he started like liking a girl, and they sang a whole song about that their trio is going to go down to, you know, from three to two, because now he's liking this girl.
I think I forgot that song.
He's liking this girl, and, you know, she's going to flop their show. And
oh, gosh.
Same situation.
I must have blocked that song out. I know, Hakuna Matata. It was really covered by Hakuna Matata.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? It's like a talking part in the song.
Okay, I know Can You Feel the Love Tonight. I don't remember that talking part at all.
Well, they're sing-talking. I know, you don't really...
Now I gotta rewatch.
Yeah.
To go our watch a clip of that.
Down to two.
I vaguely remember tonight. Something like this. That was a very deep cut. That was not the surface level I was thinking of comparison. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what Frenemy was thinking anyways. It's just like, this girl's flopping my show because we were good when it was just three of us. Since she's come in, he's acting strange. He's not following me back on Instagram.
And also, this is the one thing that was interesting to me.
Yeah.
Is that, okay, so you basically abandoned these two people who actually considered you a friend. Because this is the thing is, his issue seemed to be with Soho.
Yeah.
But, I forget the actor's... Ji-hun. What's his character's name again? Seon.
Yeah.
Like, Seon treated you... Like, even when there's something... He noticed something was wrong with you. Even when you guys were in the karaoke and you saw
they
that person.
They both noticed.
Yeah. That's no. Like, okay. One noticed more than anything. Soho hardly...
The perceptive one.
Soho did not notice what was needed to be noticed right away. He didn't really notice it properly.
Yeah.
Seon, he noticed it. Same. He's like... Yeah. He was like, what's up? Like, this guy has Soho kind of has a hero complex where, like, he just comes and saves.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't ask questions. He's just like, you're messing with my friend? I'm going to help deal with you. That's just how he deals with things.
Yeah.
He's very consistent.
Yeah.
But he was, Bum-suk, he was, like, reading too much into it.
Yeah.
Like, he was like... Oh, he thinks I'm weak because he's saving me because he thinks I'm weak. But I'm like, it doesn't matter if you're weak or not because you're his friend. He would have saved you regardless.
Yeah.
He would try to save you regardless. You're his friend. But he saw it because of, and maybe it's because of the trauma of his dad of weakling. You know, you're weak. Like, he got beat up. The man would lay him down and beat him across his behind with a golf club. Like, that's intense.
Yeah.
So I think his perspective or views... on how people and their actions.
The pit perspective.
That's a throwback. The pit perspective.
You see things from where you are in your emotional state.
Yes. Yeah. So he had a pit perspective of things.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what made me, it's so fascinating to me because then he gravitated to the people who were blatantly using him.
Yeah.
It's like he could see them, he saw them for who they are.
Yeah.
And was just like, this is how I expect people to act. From his pit perspective, he's just like, all people use me for is my money, so I should be friends with people who just use me for my money.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me. But I think this is the funny thing that turned it, whereas he goes, give me your Instagram account. And the guy was like, oh, here it is. And he got the follow back that he's been asking, dying for.
Yeah.
Like, it was so interesting to me. I've never, like, me personally, like, I'm not dying for a follow back. There's certain people I follow, and there's certain people I don't. There's certain family I follow, certain family I don't. It's only because I don't want to see what I want to see on my feed versus what I don't want to see on my feed.
Yeah.
Whereas he used it differently. He used it as a type of friendship.
Do you like me? Do you like
friendship
me?
Bracelet. Like, I think that's how you kind of use it, as a friendship bracelet.
Yeah.
And because he wasn't following him back. Like, Seon, he's not asking Seon because Seon definitely is not on no Instagram. Okay?
Absolutely.
He goes home and he watches teaching videos. Okay? He's not on social media, okay? Yeah. He uses a phone for phone calls, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But I found it very funny that he took one person's, how they acted differently than the other one.
Yeah.
It was fascinating how his mind worked like that. And he was a coward turncoat through and through. Like, he beat this man when he's down. Like, who beats someone when they're down? Like, that's crazy to me.
People do it, though.
Oh!
It's like it's a very mentality, weak mentality. And then there's a mob mentality. So if it was just me and you alone, I probably wouldn't do it. But because everybody's doing it, I'm going to get in my two kicks, too.
This is another thing is. Yeah. His birthday party, ain't no one there for his birthday party. Everyone disappeared. What's going on? Where did everyone go? Everyone left. And then he's just like, okay. Ain't no one talking to him. No one's giving him the right information. He's meeting the girl. He's like, hey, what happened? Like, what happened to the party? You didn't show up. But she's just like, oh, yeah, I had to run. He's like, oh, we had to run. Like, it was like,
yeah.
He's piecing it together slowly.
Like,
and he went to go see his friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, his friend's like wearing a long jacket. He didn't realize that he saw the cast. And he's just like, oh, okay. Catching on fully what's going on.
Yeah.
Then he just goes, now I gotta go find some friends of mine. I gotta go find your friends. Because I keep calling you now and you're not answering my phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, you better pick up the next time I call you. And he's like, where are you? I need to meet you. Because this is, I don't know what went down. He finds out something went down. Find that someone got beat up. And that he must have been calling him to set him up. Then he calls him, goes, okay, yeah, meet me here. Goes there. And the image of him walking in, and you see, like, what is it, like 12 dudes. And he's standing literally in the back behind all of them.
Yeah.
That image was like, I was like, wow. Like, even after you call him, you're literally hiding behind 12 other people. And he's like, okay, beats them all up. Gets face to face with you, even after this setup that you did, yeah. And still apologizes to you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yo, you should stop now. Like, now it's not even affecting me. Like, you're beating up friends. This is crazy. Like, I'm sorry. Whatever offense I did, I'm apologizing for it now.
Yeah.
And gets a blow. Like, I will never forget the image of him standing behind everyone. Cause it was like, he walks in and it's kind of like, really?
Yeah. So how are you feeling now about the switch up in the ranking? You feeling better about it?
Oh, I was fine with either way.
Okay.
No, it's when I started thinking of the other drama.
Yeah.
That I was just like, there's a few things that I was like, oh, I had something to say about it.
Yeah.
But then again, it was 16 episodes.
Yeah.
well, this was eight. A tight eight. A nice tight eight.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk about that show when we talk about that show. Okay. But the ending part, there's someone who left and I just thought, I felt the absence.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is like, I just, because it was so tight. Like, I can rewatch it again. It was just really well done.
It was tight.
Oh, so, who was your favorite character?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one.
I know mine.
Okay, you go first.
Soho was my favorite character. Okay. Know who fought?
Hold on.
Know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The one who was a fighter? He was my favorite character.
Mine was the A student.
Oh, yours was... Okay. I get you.
Mr. Penclick.
Penclicker. Seon. Seon was yours.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, yeah, mine was Soho. It was between those two, easily.
But I loved everybody.
I loved everyone. I thought... Even the spineless turncoat...
He was good. Everybody did their job well.
Everyone did their job really well. But yeah, I enjoyed him. I enjoyed all his fight scenes. And because I just like the actor in everything I've seen him in so far.
The fight scenes were driven by the music so well. I swear, it's like a musical. Like
it was really well done.
Violent musical. But it was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done. So that being said, definitely recommend.
Oh, absolutely, I'm recommending.
Waiting for season two, which we've already said.
Waiting, and I'm not patiently waiting. I'm very impatiently waiting for season two.
So let's hear some of this awesome soundtrack that we keep talking about.
Oh, yeah, we basically cleaned up the soundtrack. they had five songs.
Yeah.
And we picked all five of them collectively. I will say that, okay, so mine, The one I liked, I liked Hero by Migo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that played the intro. Usually you know how I love to skip an intro.
Yeah.
Didn't skip this one. I liked hearing that song. It was really
nice. I like that song too. That was a great one. One of the songs that I really enjoyed was called Brass Knuckle by Boy B. Is that how you pronounce it?
Boy B? I think so. Boy B. Yo, brass knuckle do the damn Yo, yo. 설명 안 할 거야 패션에 대해 hey. 인스타에 대해 hey. 인터뷰마다 내 이름의 뜻에 대해 hey. 도련님들께서 못 따라하는 스타일 술사장실 이건 근본의 차이 육백 교복 바지 줄이던 혈 유랩은 너 이 동네만의 플레이버 육 없는 반항 손뼈 선택지 두 개 수갑이 아니면 놀래고 말이 왜는 거룩고 걔네 머리 위에 꼭 I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Five. I can't remember when they played that song, though. Was it Fight Scene? When did they play that one?
I want to say it was closer to the beginning. Like, it was, like, felt like a fight scene situation.
I'm trying to figure out where I heard that one, when I heard it.
Because it's called Brass Knuckle, it's probably when they were fighting.
true. It is called Brass Knuckle after all. Okay, the next song I like is Homesick by Benzema. Oh, it's really good. It's nice. And I will say, all the songs, they all had instrumentals, and I liked instrumentals. And one time I just kept playing the album, and the instrumentals kept playing. I was like, yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
the soundtrack is really good. My last song that I chose is called Again by Han. Miss the compliment smile on your face. It was only just yesterday, a chance to talk to you. It's summer already, still I don't know what to do. How deep are you? No tracks to follow.
Oh, I like that one.
It's really good.
So good.
At first, it gives me like this Nina Simone vibes. It's just like just weird talking vibes. But then...
weird talking vibes.
But then, like, as they start to sing the song, it's just like, it's deep. It moved me. I could imagine like lyrical dance to this easily. It tells a story. You
know? Yes.
Yeah.
It would be cool, lyrical dance. Okay, so the last song I like, again, from Migo, was Self. 집 부리고 징그려도 오면 뱉어낸 단어는 어떤 표정일까 Yeah, we better watch out with nothing to lose for myself and wait for myself. Yeah, I love this. This album was so good.
It was a great album. It was a great drama.
Yeah.
It was great, 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 great.
Like, it's great all around.
A+ for me.
A++ for me.
A+. A++. Top of the class.
Top of the class. Top of the class with this one.
So if you have not had the opportunity to watch Weak Hero Class 1, please check it out. It is really, really, really good.
Really good.
And I know that you will enjoy it. Well, I am anticipating Weak Hero Class 2, and I hope they do it soon because I want to see what happens next.
Yeah, I'll give them a year.
A year. Yeah, this, because just aired, what they did,
so that means
they,
the beginning that, of September, October next year.
To do that, you know,
as at well least now as they have like a full, they have the full material.
Yeah.
All you gotta do, from what I started reading already from the the webtoon.
Yeah.
So all you gotta do is do that.
Yeah.
It's been great so far.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. So thank you for joining us for our talk on Weak Hero Class 1. And until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.